The worst storm cannot block the presence of God or hinder the purposes of God.
Welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in Mount Airy, Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way.
This week, we will hear the second part of Pastor Brian Grant's message entitled, The God Who Keeps His Promises. In the first part of this message, we heard how the Apostle Paul remained utterly convinced of God's promise to him in spite of fearful enemies and impossible obstacles arrayed against him in accomplishing his mission. In this concluding part of that message, Pastor Grant again examines Paul's unshakable confidence in God's promise as an example for us to follow no matter the ferocity of the storms that come our way. If you have your Bibles, please turn with us now to Acts chapter 27 and listen to this second part of Pastor Grant's message, The God Who Keeps His Promises. Here again is Pastor Grant.
You know, one of the sad things in our country is that we still have this racial divide. And so one day, some years ago, some of you know the story, I was traveling through a section of the city that's not particularly friendly to people who look like me. And this young man, he decided he wouldn't stop at the stop sign. I was on the straightaway. He decided he wouldn't stop at the stop sign. And he came barreling into my car and he crashed right into my door. Amazingly, my car did all its little jumps and flips around and all the smoke and what have you. But it settled itself down and stopped and couldn't be driven, but it stopped. And he was taken to the hospital. You'd have thought I was the one taken to the hospital. He hit me in my door. He was rushed off to the hospital. But of course, he wasn't that seriously sick. He was well enough to text a few people and whatever. And before you knew what happened, the mob showed up. Some guys still had on their pajamas, girls in their pajamas. They were going to do me. But God had a different plan. Do you know who God sent? God will send the most unusual people, you know. He sent a little old lady, an old Caucasian lady, on her way to the supermarket. And she saw what was going on. She pulled over her car. She came up to me and she said, "Young man, you look like you need a friend." She said, "I'm going to stay with you until the police comes. In fact, I'm going to stand right in front of you till the police comes. Nobody's going to touch you because nobody in this neighborhood is going to touch me." Can you imagine that? I wonder if we can really start believing God. Can we start really believing God? God can protect us. He has his weapons. He has his people. He has ways. Nothing is going to happen to you until God is finished his plan. Second, if threatened by life's storms, God, who never leaves me, can deliver me. To get to Rome, Paul had to go by sea. And in that powerful scripture that was read today, we heard one of the best ancient accounts available in literature of a storm on the Mediterranean Sea. They tell us there is no better account of a Mediterranean storm from any other ancient literature than what was just read for us. They were journeying on the Ionian Sea, the central part of the Mediterranean, surrounded by Italy, Malta, and Crete. It's an area where storms can whip up without much warning. And Cheryl and I were there once coming from Alexandria, Egypt. Unbelievable storm just came from nowhere. And I tell you, it just felt like it was picking up the boat and throwing it back into the sea. And of course, we ended up in Malta, but we really felt like we could understand what happened to the Apostle Paul, where these storms just whip up without any warning. As we read chapter 27, you see clear evidences that God was keeping his promises. These guys got caught up in a brutal typhoon. to protect the boat. They had to run cables underneath the ship to protect it. They were doing every possible thing they could. They threw stuff overboard. They were doing everything they possibly could. And of course, in those days, there was no compasses, and you navigated by the sun or the stars, but the storms were so incredible. They weren't able to see the sun or the stars. It was impossible to navigate. The ship drifted 500 miles off course. And the Bible tells you even the experienced sailors had given up hope. But God had made a promise. God had said, Paul is going to. So guess what? Paul was going to row. There was no way he could drown in this storm because God had made him a promise. You say, Pastor, does this mean bad things can't happen to Christians? Of course, what we humans call bad things can happen to Christians. But I want you to know three things as we deal with our storms. Because every one of us will sooner or later deal with a storm. In fact, you might be dealing with your storm right now. There are three lessons we can learn from this passage about dealing with life's storm. Number one, we can learn that even the worst storms cannot block the presence of God or hinder the purposes of God. Did you hear that? The worst storm cannot block the presence of God or hinder the purposes of God. In the middle of this ordeal, God was present and speaking with Paul. I hope you didn't miss Acts of the Apostles chapter 27, verse 21. Let's read there. But after long abstinence from food, then Paul stood in the midst of them and said, men, you should have listened to me and not have sailed from Crete. Verse 22, and now I urge you to take heart. Verse 23, for there stood by me this night an angel of the God to whom I belong and whom I serve, saying, do not be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And indeed, God has granted you all those who sail with you. Listen, in the middle of the storm, God was still talking. Amen. Listen, the worst storms cannot block the presence of God. God was still speaking, and God said to Paul, Paul, not only are you getting to Rome, everybody else is going to make it. Boy, I tell you, what a good God. That's number one. The worst storms cannot block the presence of God. Number two, we can act on God's promises in the middle of life's storms. Oh, I wish somebody this morning would get this. Because it is what happens to us as believers. We know all the promises of God. And when a storm hits us, the storm hits us. It's as if there are no promises. And what we need to learn this morning is that we can act on God's promises in the midst of storms. We can hold on to God's promises. I will never leave you, or do you believe it? In the middle of your storm, can you hold on to that? Can you hold on to the fact that God has promised in your storm, he will never leave you or forsake you? Acts 27, verse 31. Paul is in the ship. The ship is being battered. And Paul says to the centurion and soldiers, unless these men stay in the ship, you cannot be saved. Paul is acting on the promises of God. Paul probably, I don't know if he knows much about, I know he was a tent builder. I'm sure he was no expert seaman like these guys. He's telling the captain of the ship, if you don't stay on board, why is he speaking so authoritatively? Because he's speaking based on the authority of what God has said. Listen, when you have the authority of what God has said, you can speak. You can act. Verse 33. And as the day was about to dawn, Paul, imploring them all to take food, said, today is the 14th day you have waited and continued without food and eat nothing. Therefore, I urge you to take nourishment, for this is for your survival, since not a hair will fall from the head of any of you. I just love a man of God who can grab the word of God and believe God. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it something to listen to someone who can just believe God and believe God so much that they're willing to put their life on it, that if God says it, that settles it. Paul says, not a hair of your head is going to be hurt, because God had said, I'm delivering them all to you. Third lesson, not only the worst storms cannot block the presence of God, not only we can act, underlined in your notes, act. We can act. We can act. You see, it's when we start acting on God's promises more and more, God is changing our nature. God is building faith in us. Faith is not just theoretically believing. You see, real believing is action. When we start acting, faith is being built in us. Change is happening to us. Third point, third lesson. Storms provide opportunities to serve others and to witness for Christ. What an unbelievable opportunity Paul had to serve others and to witness for Christ. You know, when we were in Malta, they told us that shortly after Paul had left, because of Paul's presence and the message that Paul had delivered, they said that over 90% of the people on Malta became Christians. Storms give us unbelievable opportunity to serve others and to witness for Christ. But sadly, sometimes instead of trusting in the promises of God, we're so frazzled. Christians under stress, if we're not careful, are some of the biggest distractions to the cause of Christ. Because sometimes we are so frazzled. Our world seems so shattered. The world, people around us saying, but I thought God was supposed to be powerful. I thought you just 2 days ago, you were quoting scripture. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord. He's with us. Now the time of testing.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's broadcast. To help with your personal walk with God, Pastor Grant has made available printed outlines of today's message with all the scriptures referenced. For your copy, please visit our website, livinggodsway.org, that's livinggodsway.org, or call our office at 215-242-5550. Once again, 215-242-5550. And now, let's return to Pastor Grant for the conclusion of today's message.
That scripture, all things work together. It's a great scripture. That's one of the exceedingly great promises. All things are working together. God is causing all these things to work for your good. The storm is working for your good. So we've seen, if threatened by enemies, God who never leaves me can protect me. If threatened by life's storms, God who never leaves me can deliver me. If threatened by a health challenge, God who never leaves me can heal me. Here we are in Acts chapter 28. The prisoners have all made it to shore. They grabbed the pieces of wood, etc. They're now in Malta. Acts 28 verse 1 to 6. And here's what we find in Acts 28. Now when they had escaped, they found out that this island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he escaped by sea," he escaped, the ship broke apart and he escaped. But now, what do they call it? Karma. Yet justice does not allow him to live. Verse 5, but Paul just shook off the creature and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would soon swell up or suddenly fall down dead, because they know this is a very poisonous viper.
They are expecting any minute he's going to swell up and die. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said, he must be a god. Only a god could survive a bite from such a poisonous viper.
Paul just simply shook him off. What I don't want you to miss is that when you have confidence in the promises of God, it changes your life.
Paul was not in a panic. Did you recognize that in the story? As we could say, all hell is breaking loose about Paul. The storm. Then no sooner he gets from the storm, he gets on shore, a viper. He is not going to be killed by the... Paul is not in any panic. He just shakes off the thing.
I'm going to say to you, does it mean that God heals everybody? No, but here's what I'm going to tell you. No sickness or tragedy can thwart God's purpose for you. Did you hear me? No sickness or tragedy can thwart God's purpose for you. So let's start trusting God more. God has a plan for you. Stay faithful to him. Pursue his plan. Pursue his promises. Obey his word. Don't be sidetracked with all the drama, all that aggravation people are giving you. Do it God's way, because listen, God's got your back. Finally, let me talk about the progress of God's promise, because I want to tie everything together as I bring this to an end. Paul was now in Rome. After 3 months in Malta, they put out to sea in a new ship, and this time without any further incident, Paul arrived in Rome. God had fulfilled his promise to take Paul to Rome. Despite drama, the God who can do anything kept his promise. So let's see how the story ended. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, verse 30. He's now in Rome. Then Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own rented house and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concerned the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. Paul was in Rome, the center of power. This was the great empire of its day. He is in the capital. He is preaching the gospel. The Bible tells us he is preaching it with all confidence. No one forbidding him. God had fulfilled his promise. But second, let's not forget, another promise was being fulfilled. The gospel was being spread worldwide. The gospel was being spread worldwide. The church had started in a little Roman outpost called Jerusalem with a bunch of uneducated disciples, just ordinary people like you and me. And you remember in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus had promised that they would be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. And listen, in just about 30 years, don't miss this. It was just about 30 years from when Jesus commissioned them to when Paul is now in Rome. It was only about 30 years, and in that 30 years, without any modern technology, no satellites, no cell phones, no trains, no cars, no planes, this ordinary bunch, this ragtag bunch of men and women had taken this message around the then known world. But the work they began is not over. And so, God's challenge and promise comes to our generation. God now challenges and extends his promises to our generation. In Matthew's
Gospel chapter 28, verse 18 and 20. Jesus says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore," don't miss this, "go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you." And he connects the command with a promise. "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." A challenger with a promise. Go, I'll be with you. This morning, he's asking Germantown Christian Assembly, are you going? Young person, older person, are you willing? This God who always keeps his promise, he is promising to be with you. But he's asking you to go. Go and make disciples. I wonder if this morning there's somebody who's going to say, "God, yes, I'm willing." But then I believe he's challenging somebody else, because there's somebody else. And as you have listened, you realize that you are one of those for whom this whole idea of trusting God and grabbing a hold of his promises and pursuing his promises, you're realizing that's one of your issues. You realize that these things frazzle you like crazy. And today you're saying, "God, I'm glad you are reminding me that you're a God who always keeps his promises. And today I want you to help me to just thank you and to act upon your promises, to live by your promises." But finally, I believe there's somebody else here. And if you're honest, you would have to admit that you are not sure that you are a Christian. You're not sure you're born again. You're not sure that if you died, you would go to heaven. Here's what God is promising you. He simply says, "Whoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out." Did you hear that? Jesus Christ is speaking to you. If you're not sure that he's your Savior, he's your Lord, he's your Master, he's saying to you, "Whoever comes to me, I won't cast out." If you come to him, he's going to receive you. He's going to save you. He's going to change you. But you've got to act. You've got to come. Say to him, "Lord, I admit that I'm a sinner. I need your salvation. I'm willing to turn from my sin. I'm willing to turn to you. God, I just heard you say you're willing to come and live in me. You're willing to make promises to me. You're willing to make me an overcomer. God, I want you real bad. Won't you come into my heart?" If you do that, he says, "If you come, I won't cast you out."
My friend, Jesus loves you so much that if you were the only person in the whole world, he would have died just for you. No matter what you've done, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to forgive you today. You say, "Pastor Grant, what do I need to be saved?" You simply need to trust the Lord Jesus, repent of your sin, and turn to him. You may pray a simple prayer like this: "Dear God, I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. Thank you that Jesus died for my sins. Please cleanse me from all my sin. I receive Jesus Christ into my heart as my personal Savior and Lord. Please help me to live for you from this day forward. Amen." And my friend, if you pray a simple prayer like that and mean it, God will hear you and he will answer your prayer and he will save you. I hope you'll do that right now.
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5900. 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550. Or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org.
Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday night community connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant, Steve Washington, and our entire church family, this is Taylor Noble reminding you to tune in same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.